Ministry in memory care, presence, simplicity, and gentle spiritual anchors. When you serve in dementia care or memory care, you quickly learn that ordinary conversation may not work in ordinary ways. A resident may forget your name in 30 seconds. They may think you are someone else. They may repeat the same sentence many times. They may seem alert one minute and confused the next. That does not mean ministry is over. It means ministry must become simpler, gentler, and more present-focused. In memory care, your goal is not to prove reality, fix confusion, or force a meaningful conversation. Your goal is to bring calm, dignity, and spiritually grounded presence to a whole embodied soul who still bears the image of God. First, slow down. Memory care ministry begins with pace. Walk in calmly. Let your face be soft. Keep your tone warm and steady. Introduce yourself simply, even if you have done so before. You might say, "Hello, I'm Haley. I'm here to visit with you for a few minutes." That kind of introduction is gentle and non-demanding. Second, keep things simple. Long explanations, complex questions, or fast topic changes can increase stress. Instead of asking, "Do you remember who I am and what church I'm from?" try something like, "It's good to see you today," or "May I sit with you for a moment?" The goal is not performance. The goal is connection. Third, watch for emotional cues more than verbal accuracy. In memory care, emotion is often more reliable than facts. A resident may say something confused, but what matters first is the feeling underneath it. Are they afraid, lonely, restless, sad, comforted? If a resident says, "I have to go home now," the deepest issue may not be geography. It may be a longing for safety, familiarity, or rest. Fourth, use gentle spiritual anchors. Familiar prayers, short scriptures, and known hymns can be deeply comforting. Many residents may not follow a full teaching, but they may respond to Psalm 23, the Lord's Prayer, or a simple song like "Jesus Loves Me." Keep it brief, keep it familiar, keep it peaceful. You might say, "Would it help if I read a short psalm?" Or, "Would you like me to say a short prayer?" Even in memory care, consent still matters. Look for willingness, calmness, eye contact, a nod, or a relaxed response. Fifth, let presence do holy work. Sometimes your most meaningful ministry is not a long conversation at all. It may be sitting quietly. It may be holding a resident's attention with a kind smile. It may be softly repeating one promise from Scripture: "The Lord is with you." Sacred presence beyond words is still real ministry. What not to do: do not quiz memory. Avoid questions like, "Do you remember me?" "Who is the president?" or "What year is it?" These questions usually create embarrassment, not comfort. Do not correct confusion harshly. If a resident mixes up names or time periods, do not rush to argue. Focus on the emotional need beneath the words. Do not talk too much. Too many words can feel overwhelming. Do not force prayer, touch, or spiritual conversation. If the resident becomes tense, agitated, or withdrawn, slow down or step back. Do not treat the resident like a child. Dementia changes cognition, but it does not erase personhood. In memory care, you are not there to win a conversation. You are there to carry the peace of Christ in a way the resident can still receive. Your calm tone, your respectful pace, your brief prayer, and your gentle presence may do more than you can see in the moment. This is one of the quiet miracles of chaplaincy. Even when memory fades, dignity remains. Even when words fail, love still speaks. And even when a resident cannot explain their faith clearly, they may still be deeply comforted by the nearness of God.